And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports on Europe talks on crises in Ukraine and Gaza.
Seven foreign ministers, a meeting on the resort island of Capri, soaring tensions in the Mideast and Russia's continuing war in Ukraine are topping the agenda of the three-day meeting that starts late Wednesday. The G7 leaders are expected to issue a united call for Israel to exercise restraint after Iran's unprecedented weekend attack. Italian Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani says he had spoken to his Israeli counterpart Israel Katz on Tuesday and has urged Israel to not only de-escalate any reaction to Iran's attack, but to not go ahead with a planned offensive into the southern Gaza city of Rafah. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Israel is still considering how to respond to Iran's weekend missile and drone strikes as the United States and its allies urge the government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu not to escalate. VOA's Patsy Wiedekuswara reports.
Whatever option Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu decides on, President Joe Biden has told him the U.S. will not participate in Israel's counterattack and urge de-escalation, said White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
We don't want to see a war with Iran. We don't want to see a broader regional conflict.
But that doesn't mean there will be no consequences, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
I fully expect that we will take additional sanctions action against Iran in the coming days.
Netanyahu faces domestic pressure and international condemnation over the war in Gaza. Patsy Wiedekuswara, VOA News, Washington.
A Russian strike on the northern Ukrainian city of Chernihiv kills at least 9 as Kyiv talks shortages in its air defense capabilities. For more stories, check us out online. This is VOA News. Some world news headlines now. Jailed Myanmar democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi has been moved from prison to house arrest, a military official says, as the junta announces a heat wave had prompted measures to protect inmates. Solomon Islanders and shanty towns and far-flung islands vote in an election that will decide whether the country draws closer to China, with consequences for the entire South Pacific. Australia unveils its first national defense strategy, signaling a new focus on deterring China's, quote, coercive tactics. Croatians cast ballots in a parliamentary election after a bitter campaign between a prime minister seeking a new term and a populist president who wants to be head of government. And in U.S. news, U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson is pushing ahead on U.S. aid for Ukraine and other allies amid growing Republican anger. As AP's Sagar Magani explains, Johnson's thin Republican majority is against sending the aid, which would force him to rely on Democrats.
Kentucky's Thomas Massie says he's had enough.
We need a speaker who is not doing everything Chuck Schumer wants.
Republicans in the room during a private meeting say Massie suggested Johnson should resign or risk a vote to oust him.
I am not resigning, and it is, in my view, an absurd notion.
Johnson says he knew it would be a tough job.
I regard myself as a wartime speaker.
And says he will move forward with votes to send aid to Ukraine, Israel, and other allies, though his multi-part plan leaves out a key GOP priority, southern border security. Sagar Magani, Washington.
So far, 6 jurors have been picked for former U.S. President and presumed Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's hush money case, while many more were dismissed. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
It's not easy finding jurors to serve on Donald Trump's hush money trial, with dozens saying they could not be impartial. Kara McGee says she got out of serving on the Trump jury because of her work schedule, but adds,
I don't like him. I don't approve of what he did as president, but the right to a fair trial.
Trump has been complaining he can't get a fair trial.
This is a sham trial. And the judge should recuse himself.
At one point, the judge admonished the former president for speaking loudly and gesturing while a prospective juror was being questioned about Facebook posts she made regarding his election loss. At Criminal Court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.